The Cat Audition by Mike Clark.
All right, mate. Charlie's the name, Moggy's the game. What are you then? Persian? Siamese?
Burmese, actually. I'm Clarence. What a drag. I do hate these boring auditions.
Ah, it's not so bad. Chance to be famous, press, photographers, national brand of cat food and all.
You call hanging around for ages after performing lame tricks in front of a bunch of idiots not so bad. I shouldn't have to do these things. I'm a professional legend. Just give me the part, dear.
There's always the free food.
Ugh, kittykins. Tastes like you're eating mashed entrails and sawdust. My palate is more refined, dear boy. Line-caught, Highland hand-filleted, wood-smoked salmon from Harvey Nicks. With a sprinkling of garlic and cream cheese bickies. That's what I call food.
Yeah, thought I caught a whiff of something nasty. Didn't like to mention it in case you'd been licking your behind.
I have staff for that.
Not from round here, are you? That food's luxury where I come from. Grew up in Salford, me mate. Spent half your life living on what they chuck out the back of the Chinese chippy on the height and picking at the scraps from outside the burger place. I've known days. No, weeks go by. And there was nowt to eat. Best you could do was lick your own cuts and scratches after going a few rounds with the Irwell Pike.
How common?
Common? That's not common, mate. That's hardship. Living in a cardboard box with no central heating other than the odd firework tied to your tail. Having to pimp for your own family. Just because you've been in a few films, you think you're it.
Oh, you do recognise me then. I was beginning to think you were a peasant. It was more than film, dear boy. It was my destiny. Uncle Cubby gave my daddy a shot, and he was adored by millions. When he was too old, I took over. The rest is history. I'm a sure bet to be the new face of whoever. I don't know why you even bothered to turn up, dear boy.
Depends on what they want. Real life or pampered puss. I should be the new face of Kittykins.
You're not exactly the model feline specimen. Not like me. I have golden eyes. The face of an angel. Loved by millions. I never say never again to anything. To me, the world is not enough.
Good job it's not the size of your ego that matters then, eh? I know a bit about fame. My dad was on Coronation Street for years. He was dead big round here. Every Monday and Wednesday, he had to be out there on that roof. Never missed a cue. He had it all. Love. Fuss. Fish. Fabulous life.
So how did you end up as alley trash?
It was when they brought out the omnibus at the weekends. And then extra episodes on Fridays that finished him. Started to take the catnip a bit more. And before we knew it, he was playing poker at Garfield's Casino and ended up owing Top Cat thousands. Blew everything. And me and my 16 brothers and sisters were on the street.
Everybody in the business knows about Garfield's rigged card games. They started when he was at Casino Royale. But it's hardly in the same league as me, is it? Sitting on a shed roof, stretching and licking your thunderballs. Doesn't take much talent, does it?
You can't talk to me about talent. I've seen you poncing about in those spy films, usually on some bald bloke's knee looking stupid.
Dear, dear Donald. Now he was the spy who loved me. That wasn't poncing, dear. That was acting. If they don't treat me like the superstar that I am, I won't show them my dazzle. After all, diamonds are forever.
Spare me, please. I think I saw your dazzle in one of those films you don't like to mention. Puss Does Boots.
We don't bring up the past, dear boy. Except when we're gloating. I was barely a kitten with bills to pay and a crunch habit to feed. Oh, those were hard times.
Not from what I saw, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please.
The winner and new face of Kittykins Cat Food is...
Clarence Pansy Bluebell II. Oh my, I've won. They love me.
Salford's own Charlie Moggy.
What? Why? How?
See, I knew what they were after. Taste of the streets and all that. Oh well, c'est la vie. Live and let die and all that. You all right, mate? Look like you've had the living daylight scared out of you. May as well run along now, dear boy. Some of us have serious acting to do.
Really? One little taste of the limelight and he thinks he Doctor Knows It All.
In the cat audition, Richard Delafield played Charlie and Dave Lawrence played Clarence, with Aaron Kelly as the announcer. The piece was written by Mike Clark and directed by Aaron Kelly.